escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Imagine you're driving to work this morning or dropping the kids off at school, and you're talking about how you're hungry or you're passing some fast food restaurants on your typical commute, and you get a little pop-up notification on the camera that most of us now have in our cars. You have that, right? A lot of the cars, these screens are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Like the Tesla, it's like a dang laptop computer on your dashboard. And they're huge. And people love them. It's like, sure, that is the cool new thing now, is to have one of those massive computers. Well, apparently there's talk of companies being able to use those as a form of advertising. And it's already happening.
Well, of course.
So Jeep owners, somehow this flew under my radar. Jeep owners were saying that earlier this year, they started getting these pop-up ads on their car's little screens. Every time they would roll to a stop, so they're sitting at a stop sign or a stoplight, boop, up this little ad would pop up saying, hey, you want to sign up for an extended warranty?
Oh, no kidding?
So that was happening with Jeep, but it's not just...
So it was Jeep-related in that case.
It was Jeep-related in this case, but this is not going to end here. And there was already another company that was looking at doing something similar, but listen to what this could look like.
Think about an ad-free subscription to drive your car. I mean, marketing firms are practically salivating over all the juicy information our cars have that they could use to market to us. Things like commuting patterns, frequently visited places, music history, driving safety, and more. Once they have all that, there's pretty much no end to the kind of ads that they can just throw in our face while we're in our cars. Not only will this be incredibly annoying, but also extremely dangerous if they're spamming us while we're driving.
Yeah.
Well, certainly, I guess number one, you'd have to opt into it, right?
Well, he's saying, though, an ad-free subscription, because remember, not that long ago, if you were paying for a subscription to Netflix or Hulu or Peacock, you just wouldn't have ads. Well, now you can get the baseline service or package, and you have to pay extra to get it ad-free. That's the new thing.
Couple of thoughts here. Number one, if you have Apple CarPlay, you're already allowing that because your phone is being mirrored up on that screen on your dash, right?
Yeah, but would it play advertisements? Would it pop up a...
Could. You know about geocaching, right?
No.
So that's already a thing. Like, for example, if you're driving down the road right now, and you've got 97.1, because obviously you're listening to us, and you see an ad pop up for, let's say, a collision repair facility that just so happens to be in the same zip code where you are at the moment, that's not coinkydink, just so you know. Your car emits where you are all the time. You share a lot more information than you already think. So geocaching advertising is already a thing. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see it pop up on the screen on your phone if your phone is connected to Apple CarPlay or the internet through your phone. If you've connected to it through Bluetooth, it's got to communicate somehow. But once they have access to this 12 by 12 full color TV screen in your car, you can bet your bottom dollar somebody's going to try to sell you something. I'm not surprised by that at all.
Even if they don't have CarPlay, eventually one day this is going to be a thing.
Yes.
People are just going to have nonstop advertisements. And like you said, it's going to be an auto shop where they can tell you've Googled that. Or I mean, and you have a lot of these in-car cameras. So, I mean, this sounds really dramatic, but you know, if I'm having a bad hair day or something and the camera picks up the fact that my hair's looking pretty rough.
Well, certainly.
Can they suggest, hey, here's some nearby hair salons you might be interested
now
in,
now you're
Kim.
Suggesting that they're looking at you.
No, come on. You don't think that would maybe it's not happening now. I wouldn't put it
but
past them.
But there's not a camera on a, well, not on my car. I know
okay,
there's
but
not
a lot
a
of people have them. And who's to say that's not going to be a thing that's just automatically installed in the future, and they'll sit there and say it's for safety reasons and it's to protect you and yada yada yada. They'll sell people on the idea, not everyone, but some people will buy into that, and then boom, now they have another way to get information about you and use it. So I was mentioning how it was Jeep where this was happening, but Ford had filed a patent for an in-car advertising system that would use the car's speakers and display screen to serve ads to drivers and passengers. That system would also use the car's GPS tracker to serve ads relevant to the driver's route, which is what you were talking about, Mark.
Yeah.
So then, of course, there's pushback on it. So as soon as the media caught on and people were freaking out about it, I guess Ford walked back the idea and tried to say, oh, you know, these patents, they're just ideas that we have, we throw out there. It doesn't mean we're actually pursuing them. Just looking into it.
Oh, it's going to happen. At least initially, you're bound to have the opportunity to opt out of it, because ultimately you're the consumer, and the car industry is not going to force you to buy a car where you have to be subjected to ads when you're driving down the road. There has to be an opt out, but eventually they may chip away at people enough that it might start becoming a standard option on these cars. I don't know. I mean, already you're not supposed to watch videos and stuff on your screens when you're driving, but you know people are doing
it.
There are programs you can download to your phone to circumvent that, apps, or you can watch movies on that screen on the middle of your dash.
Well, and really it should be an opt-in. In fact, I was seeing some article. It shouldn't be an opt-out. I was seeing some article over the last week where some new feature, and I don't know if you have to have an upgrade. My phone never does the updates because it's always saying it doesn't have enough battery or not enough space.
You're supposed to plug it in at night Wi-Fi.
But then it doesn't have enough space. And so I just I don't care. Delete this notification. But anyway, apparently Instagram is now allowing your friends or your followers or something to that effect to see where you are, to see your location in real time. And it sounds like it's an opt-out situation. It's not an opt-in. And that's what's scary. A lot of these things that are so, in my opinion, invasive, they should really be an opt-in. You shouldn't, I mean, how many of us, we have so many things going on, so many apps on our phones. Who takes the time to sit there? I mean, I guess I've been trying to be diligent about this, but it's so easy to be, you know, scrolling through something and forget that you've clicked on something that now allows them to track you
or
do whatever.
Every app on your phone does that.
Right.
If you didn't bother to read the fine details when you clicked on that app, there was an opt-out in there somewhere that you probably never went through that screen and looked at. They all know where you are.
Well, you get that little question that says, do you want us to track you? And you can say, ask
you can
app.
Say no.
Not to track. But is it interesting to you, or am I just reading too much into this, that it says ask the app, not tell, not demand, not I will not let you track me. It's ask them. It's almost as if they're being like, hey, if it's not too much of an inconvenience for you, app, would you consider not tracking me?
Well,
as if it has an option. No, I don't want you to track me, period. It's not a question. It's not a suggestion. You're not tracking me.
Kim, they're just chipping away at the edges. The older generation will be more hesitant and questioning about that than the younger generation who's grown up with these things in their hands. We're going to be more worried about that. You know, there was a time in the 50s where people were concerned the government was listening in on them in their houses using listening devices. And now we've invited those listening devices into our house. We carry them in our hands. We have a Alexa in the house. You know,
just set a lot of those off.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Off, by the way.
I'm sorry, by the way. Yeah, A-L-E-X-A. Yeah.
That's true.
Now,
you're right.
Now they listen to everything you do.
I know.
Huh?
You talk about a vacuum cleaner. Sometimes I feel like I think about a vacuum cleaner. I'm not even talking about it. And then I look on my social media and boom, here's all these advertisements for vacuum cleaners. I guarantee you I'll get one today.
And you know it's listening because my wife got mad the other day because I had asked the A-L-E-X-A device in our nice. House a question. And the next time she asked it a question, it said, "Hello, Mark." And then it answered her. And she's like, "Why is it saying Mark?" I'm like, I don't know.
Traitor?
I was talking to it earlier today. I have no idea why it said that. She thought it was a traitor because she's the one that set the thing up.
I didn't even know it would say individual names.
I didn't either. How did it know it was me?
See, that's kind of creepy.
I know. I didn't say, "Hey, A-L-E-X-A, it's Mark.
It's your boy Mark. How you
but
doing?"
It knew my name.
That's freaky.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about how these advertisements could be a distraction. You know, you're in traffic and boop, it pops up saying, "Hey, would you like to go to, you hungry? You've been talking about food a lot, Mark. Would you like to go to one of these 10 restaurants that are within 0.5 miles of where you are right now?" Even concern over the digital billboards that will change. There's been talk about that throughout the country where people say that that is distracting for drivers.
Well, sure. They want you to look up from the road to see that. They don't want you looking at your phone when you're in the car. But
right, looking up
you've been
is,
looking
is
at
better
electronic
than looking
advertisements
at your phone?
For years now, right?
It's all a distraction. And, you know, it's funny. We all sit here and say we're so distracted, which we are behind the wheel. A lot of people are, and they try to crack down on it. Like now in Missouri, if you're caught on your phone, even in a stoplight, technically they could ticket you for that. That just, I think, went into effect this year. But I just remember as a teenager, and I do my best to stay off my phone, and I use voice to text, but I remember as a teenager, you know, you had your CDs, and you'd be flipping through all the CDs trying to figure out which one you want. You'd have to pop it out and then load it, and then the cool cars had, like, you could put, like, 7 in there and move the CDs around and pick which CD you wanted. So we've been distracted for quite some time. It's just a different type of distraction.
I completely agree. I wonder how school is going this week.
Oh, with no cell phones.
No cell phones.
That's right.
Because my daughter went back yesterday, and a lot of the schools have slowly been starting up this week, and maybe all of them will have started by the end of the week. But, yeah, I wonder how that's going. We're going to have to get a full report. I've got a buddy who's a teacher. I'll have to ask him how the first week
meltdowns
went.
Meltdowns in the hallway. I bet the counselors are really busy this week.
Some of the schools kind of already had those rules, but in the public schools, this is going to be shock and awe.
This is withdrawal week for a lot of these students.
It will be. They're going to be jonesing for that iPhone before the day is over, and probably a lot of them are going to be cheating, if I had to guess.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.